A very good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. It's me again, your host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth. Welcome to another episode on Dr. Truth's podcast. And today we are at the University of Zimbabwe. We want to just talk to the first year students and find out how the first 2 days on campus have been. Finally enrolling at the best university in the country, right? We just want to know their prospects, at this institution, and just to know how the first 2 days have been, the orientation and all. So I'll be moving around, just randomly picking people that I'll be talking to so that they share with us their experience. So just stay tuned. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by a friend of mine, I must say, Simbarashe Kasanzu. And he's just going to briefly tell us the program he's doing and what has been happening for him, how the experience has been for him, and what he's expecting from the University of Zimbabwe, maybe for the first semester. Yeah, so Simba, all the time to you.
First of all, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Simbarashe Kasanzu. I'm doing a program of healthy in education and healthy in promotion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll briefly explain the journey from where I stay in Bulawayo. Coming from school here in UZT in Harare. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the journey was so... I can't
explain. It was amazing.
Yeah, the journey was amazing. Yeah, we travel safe. Yeah, the journey was amazing. Because then they take care. Because I didn't get a raise.
All right.
Then, as I was saying, I didn't get a raise. Yeah. Then I started thinking, then they offer, they try to offer it as a temporary raise, and I was happy, but I didn't give up,
mm-hmm.
because I really want to study and use it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to achieve.
Achieve big.
Yeah, achieve big, and yeah. That's all.
All right. So what are you expecting, like, maybe from the University of Zimbabwe, now that you're at the University of Zimbabwe, what are your expectations going forward? Maybe you have certain expectations from the school or from the teachers. What are you expecting?
Yeah, I'm really expecting something big from this school.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really expecting something big from the school. I'm expecting to know much about this program. Yeah.
All right.
Healthy. Yeah.
All right. Serious. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so now I'm joined by a pair of ladies and they are just going to tell me how it has been like their day one and their expectations.
My name is Thubelihle Dube. I can't complain much, but then what really affected us is the accommodation issue.
All right.
Because many people were like not comfortable with that situation of not having a place to stay. Yes. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, everything is okay.
Right. No complaints. Okay. Any expectations going forward?
Yes, I expect the school to accommodate us all.
All right.
As the first year students, I believe that we should all stay in campus.
Yeah, definitely. I have the same school of thought.
Yes.
All right.
And I expect the guide to also be, you know, to also
be reasonable.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Good enough for first years.
Yes, that's
good. Yeah. For us to get a healthy diet. All right.
Yes.
All right. Moving on to you.
Hi, I'm Ayanda Zulu from Plawayo.
All right.
Yeah, my first day of school has been tiring. Because I've been in the queue since in the morning.
All right. Queuing for?
For the school ID.
All right.
Everything else is good.
Okay. What are your expectations going forward? Expectations from the school, expectations from your teachers and all?
To give us enough accommodation.
All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from the two ladies there. The experiences are varying, right? You can see that the experiences are varying from person to person, but we're going to keep moving around. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm back again with another interviewee, right? And just like any other interviewees, she's going to tell us how the first 2 days have been and what are her expectations going forward.
So, hello, my name is Ruth and I'm currently studying Bachelor of Laws. My first 2 days, they were hectic, but it was fine. Because we met people and the course structure seems quite interesting.
Okay.
Of course, there are a few issues of concern.
Yeah, for
pertaining
example?
To the university, such as race.
All right.
Like so many students are stranded and the university is not taking much action into addressing the concerns of students.
Okay.
So they need to have a healthier relationship, you know, where they cooperate with students. It's not always just about them. They need to also hear the students and try
definitely.
To provide solutions.
Yeah.
Instead of just telling kids that we don't have race, provide solutions. That's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like communicate. Also, communication is really bad. That's something that they need to work on so that we make preparations, plan ahead and stuff like that. But
because I feel the fact that because students didn't get sort of an official statement saying those who didn't get raised better start looking. They just came in faith that they were going to get raised. But now they are on campus and they are being denied raised, right? Otherwise, what are expectations from the University of Zimbabwe going forward?
Looking to make like healthy connections with people and just
healthy networks.
Yes, healthy networks with people, and also just like getting like because I love my course that I'm going to do, so I just want to put in my best and I hope that the lecturers will deliver, you know, and make the lessons fun and everything.
Exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, because exciting makes it understandable and you know, it makes learning easier. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now I'm joined by another pair. We are going to share their experiences and expectation. Mind you, this is just the experience of day one and day two. Right, so you can go ahead, introduce yourself, your name, your program, and what has been happening.
I am Munashe Mungate. I'm going to start financial economics and trade. My first day was not much bad. But per food up, Sazama one. Sazama is not much good.
It's not much good.
They need to improve. Even the type of vegetables, it's not much good. They need to improve.
Okay, just before we pass on the mic, the expectations. What are the expectations now that you are at UZ, the best institution in the land? What are your expectations?
Improve my standards of food, even kwatiri kugara vati kune mosquito vati I mean kuti vangaite sei. I don't know how
but
they solve that.
To resolve those problems.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
So we hope that this perhaps reaches the SRC and ultimately the Dean of Students so that these problems are resolved. Okay, so we're going to move to our next interviewee, right? Who's going to tell us his name, his program, and everything that has been happening.
Well, I'm Kelvin Stolle, studying film, radio, and television production. So my first day experience was I was not familiar with the surroundings. I had to find my own hall of residence by myself, and I was heavy laden with the luggage. So it was more of a burden for me on that day. And again, another issue was solitude. I couldn't find anyone I knew. I was so lonely. Like, I locked myself up in my room, and thank God I found friends later when we chatted on WhatsApp and the group that I was in. That's when I discovered some friends who were nearby my room. That's when the problem was solved. Then we moved to the dining. Well, the meals, they are not actually that bad, but
there's room for improvement.
Yeah, there's room for improvement. And like the meals are spaced, the fact that if you don't have your own tag, I don't think you'll survive it. Yeah.
Three meals and a day,
and the time frame, like, and you won't survive it, kind of snare your own personal turkey. I think they need to maybe improve on that.
Or maybe put in a fourth meal.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you very much.
You're
so we move
welcome.
On to our last interviewee from this group, right, who is going to go through the same routine. So your name, your program, your experience, and your expectations.
My name is Kugwena Kwashitana. I'm doing Zimbabwean Eastern International Affairs.
All right.
Well, I don't think my first day was that bad, except for the fact that they didn't give us supper.
Okay.
That's the only problem I had.
All right, you missed supper.
Yeah.
All right, that's too bad. Too bad. Very bad for my first day.
And I don't know how it was going to be if I didn't have a backup plan.
Okay, all right.
So everything else was good.
Okay, what about the orientation? How did you find the orientation?
It was just too long. I think they were repeating the same thing.
All right, over and over again.
Over and over again.
All right. Otherwise, any expectations?
Not as yet.
Yeah. All right. So you've heard it there, ladies and gentlemen. These are part ones. 1-1 at the University of Zimbabwe. And not so much expectations from this group. But it's just varying from person to person. But we are hoping that these guys are going to have a remarkable time, right? So coming back to me, myself, your host, to tell you personally about my day one. My day one was amazing. Traveling from the city of Kings, BYO, it was just remarkable, right? A very safe and long journey. Came here, we checked in, everything was amazing. Then moving on to the orientation. The orientation wasn't as bad. It did stretch a little too long. But I did find everything that they said quite useful, right? And the people involved seem to be friendly. So yeah, that's it about day one. Right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back again with a fellow student, and she's just like all the others going to tell us briefly about what has been happening and what she's expecting.
Hi, my name is Bushi. I'm a BMS student. My experience has been quite good. It's better than what I expected, except for dress. It's okay, of course I got dressed, but then the others didn't get dressed. So, you know.
It's stressful. Yeah.
So that's all.
Okay.
It's been quite a good experience.
Alright, any expectations going forward?
It's better. It's actually better. I maybe along the way I'll expect something.
All right. By the moment, zero expectations. All right. Okay, so you heard it there, ladies and gentlemen, from Buhle. All right. So as I have been doing throughout, we'll keep going around and we'll hear the voices of many other students as to how their first 2 day experience has been. So ladies and gentlemen, now I'm joined by Godfrey, and we want to hear his story, his point of view, what has been happening, his experience, and what his expectations are.
Okay, I'm Godfrey Chanaka Kurambwe, part one at this prestigious University of Zimbabwe. So far everything has been okay, the internet access, food, everything have been handled carefully, have been handled in good hands. So far we are in good hands. So, since we started a difficult journey in which no one knows the destination, but everyone obviously believes to arrive. So just with a firm treatment since we until we end our studies, we finish our studies. So thank you.
So ladies and gentlemen, now I'm joined by Kudakwashi Chibaya, and just like all the others, he's going to tell us the program that he's doing and how his first 2 day experience has been and his expectations from the university going forward.
Hello everyone, as we said, my name is Kudakwashi Chibaya. And I'm doing mechanical engineering at the University of Zimbabwe. So what can I say about this prestigious university? Pertaining to my 2 day experience, I find it so interesting to start studying here. Looking at my previous educational institutions, all things were just haphazard, and there was no order. But I find here there's some order, there's a unique way of doing their things, and I'm expecting some greater results from the environment. And some people can say a change of environment can change their way of doing things. But if you believe in yourself and just focus on your character, building your character, and not being taken away by many things, I believe success is well prepared for you. And there will be many temptations that you meet and many obstacles that you meet along the way. But if you keep up to yourself and believe in yourself in what you do and what you'll be able to achieve in the future, depending on the program which you're doing, and keeping a watch in everything that you will be doing, I think there will be a fruitfulness in your studies. That's all I can say for my experience. I haven't done the orientation yet, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to have the best experience of my life at this prestigious university.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's the word from Kudakwashi Chibaya. And what you should hope you captured the words of advice there. Don't just get misled. This is an institution of higher learning. You find every kind of thing here, whether good or bad. You're going to find it on campus, and you just need to keep your eyes open, stay focused, and make sure that you don't go off track.